Yes, it's Erev Shavuos. People feel about some Yonim, the Brachos of Torah, particularly in Yonim of Hefsek Brachos Torah, like sleeping or the lack of sleep, with Daima. The guy with Etzim Achiv Brachos of Torah, Kidua, the Machlok is Rambam and Ramban. And the Shaila is whether they're arguing if it's derais Rabbanan or they're just arguing whether it's in the minyan mitzvahs. The Rambam omits the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah in the minyan mitzvahs, in Sefer mitzvahs. And the Ramban, the mitzvah is Shashokhan Arav, mitzvah Tezbov, he takes issue with the Rambam and he says that Zechir deraisa, Birchas HaTorah Zechir deraisa. How come the Rambam doesn't count the Minyan Mitzvahs? The Ramban says, "Shenitzaveinu lahoydeis l'shmoyis barab choleis shenikra b'tayra ala toiv ha'gedoyle sh'asolonu b'sitoi tayrosa eleinu v'odeinu ha'maisim ha'ritzuyim l'fanov shebehem ninchal chayei ha'olam haba." So if you thank Hashem, the fact that He gave us the Torah, v'al k'toiv that He gave us the Torah, and He taught us what are the proper things to do, and then we'll be zayichel chayil haba. Ukasher, very interesting, the sefes of the Ramban. Ukasher nitzaveinu bebracha achar kol achila. Kain nitzaveinu ba. Just like there's a mitzvah of birchas hamazon, so too there's a mitzvah of birchas hatayra. Now, by virtue of the fact that the Ramban seems to compare. Birchas HaTorah to Birchas HaMazon, Vaistois L'chaira, that the gender of the of Birchas HaTorah is not like a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, but rather it's a Birchas HaShvach. Because Birchas HaMazon L'chul Alma is a Birchas HaShvach. So by virtue of the fact that the Ramban puts the two together, Vaistois, that the Birchas HaTorah is not a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, at least on the Raisa level. It's a Birchas HaShvach. And there might be Nafkamin. Common Nafkamin is, look at this, you say. Now there are many rais, don't get me wrong. There are many rais, many Rishonim that treat Birchas Torah as a regular Birchas HaMitzvah. The Pasha says the Birchas Torah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. But if this Havana of the Ramban, it seems to be otherwise. And there might be Nafkamin, as we'll say in a second. What?
Is there any Makar for this?
For what?
For all this whole Ramban.
Makar is the Ramban.
What, he's come from a posse?
Makar is the Ramban. The Ramban's good enough Makar for me.
How could you make a Birchas HaShvach before you learn?
How
could you make a Birchas HaShvach?
Why not?
You're being
Mishbech, Kesh Baruch Hu, on what you're going to learn.
By eating into the Chalk Mishahat the Rach, once you've already gotten the sustenance, then you make the Rach.
So there are. So you want to know why Birchas HaTorah is before and Birchas HaMazon is after it.
He
should be able to make the bracha anyway, correct. Now, we'll see in a minute. Now, there might be common nachaminas in this side. One is the Gabi Noshim, the big discussion of Shayn and Achrayim. The Mechav Pask is the Noshim make Birchas Torah. I Noshim apart mitzvah Talmud Torah. And the Mechav Hashit is that Noshim don't make a bracha mitzvah Seshes Man Grama. So why do they make a bracha Birchas Torah? If you say it's a Birchas HaShvach, then it's not Shver, because it's a Birchas HaShvach and then it's a Torah, and that Noshim HaShayach to as well. And this Kain, famous Biskarov, B'Shem Rabchayim, Rabbi Noshim Taka, and then there's brachas. In the Biskarov of the Rambam, they says that Noshim Achayim Birchas Torah, because the Birchas Torah is a brach on the Chefs of Torah. It's not a brach on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it's a brach on the Chefs of the Torah. So Meila, Noshim learning, they're learning Torah. So Meila, they make a brach. The other Nafkamino, we can understand what this is. And this is really talking about something that's very interesting. It's very odd that the Birchas HaTorah found its way into Birchas HaShachar. If it's Birchas HaTorah is just a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, so then like any other mitzvah. If you do the mitzvah, you make the bracha. If you don't do the mitzvah, you don't make the bracha. If you're not going to learn that day, you don't make it. If it's ben hazmanus, you don't make a brachas Torah. Well, but why is it that brachas Torah is a part of brachas Hashachar? The Vidur, what?
You're just learning. You say,
I understand that, but why is it institutionalized into the Nuscha Tevila? If it's a brachas and mitzvah, just like on Hanukkah, you don't say in the morning, okay, yeah, you don't make the bracha, whatever. But saying you don't, and sukkah, you don't make it a bracha in davening. Okay, now sukkah, what's your davening? Whatever. The point is, when you do the mitzvah, you make it bracha. So why over here, punk, it became part of brachas shachar? Vidur Ramban is very good. But Vidur Ramban, it's part of it's a brachas shachar. All the brachas shachar is brachas shachar, and they say it every day. As we'll see, it's again the Shitzur Ben Tam, Lagabe. Someone that woke up early, he doesn't make a bracha, only makes a bracha the next morning. That would be explained via the sheet, like Rabban, because the birchas hashvach. Just like you say the birchas hashvach every day, so too you say birchas hatayra every day, because it really is essentially the birchas hashvach. Now, so. The point that we have to be ma'aser. Even if you want to say b'daser ben tam, as we'll see barichas, b'shitzer ben tam, you don't make a bracha, even though you had a shinas kavah b'layla, you only make a bracha the next morning. But l'chayri could ask, why? But even if it's b'chas hashvach, l'chayri it's like gar from other mitzvahs. Other mitzvahs, there's a mitzvah, there's a b'chas mitzvah. So why else it should be like gar from sukkah and there's Hanukkah? So how can they not make a bracha else b'chas mitzvah? That l'chayri you have to say. It's in the Midaraisa, there's already a bracha Midaraisa, which is Birchas HaShvach. So Me'el Chazal, we're not masakin another bracha, another gather of bracha that should be Birchas HaMitzvah also. In other words, since we already have on a Midaraisa level, Birchas HaShvach is Midaraisa, for most Shittas. So Me'el, it's considered Birchas HaShvach, so Chazal, we're not masakin a separate Birchas HaMitzvah. Third Nafkamina, which is also a very interesting halacha, which is to the modern halacha, the Gemara brachas, and the Shabbos of Shulchan Aruch, that Abba, the Gemara says, Mashkim Lomayd, you make a bracha, Birchas Torah. But if not, the Yates of the Abba. What kind of business is that? Okay, what's about the halacha? Since when a Yates of Birchas Mitzvah with the Abba? It's a very nice bracha, it's a beautiful bracha. You should cry when you say Shavuot this morning, but every day, Batsim, and Siv, I think it was a story that someone in Siv said that on a day that he didn't cry, Abba Rabba, he wasn't Mechadish Chadush. Siv used to bawl, he used to see puddles of tears, Abba Rabba. Abba Rabba is Gvalg Gebracha. Abba Rabba is Gvalg Gebracha. Her name is Harasecha, Gvalg Gebracha. But what does it do with Birchas HaMitzvah? It's Birchas HaMitzvah. Elamai, if we say the whole bracha is Birchas HaShvach, then it's Pashas Miyoshev. Birchas HaShvach Gadol Mei, the bracha of Abba Rabba. So Meila, that would explain why he creates her with Abba Rabba.
So why do you need to learn Tekef afterwards?
What?
Why do you need to learn Tekef afterwards?
First of all,
whatever you do.
It's a whole Shaydim. It's just a whole Shaydim. That's because, otherwise, okay, those who hold the take of their treating it as they're using that as Birchas HaMitzvah. Because that's there are rais, like I said, this kash is not so mochach, because our rais is the Miri, there are a few places that says that a Birchas HaShvach, a mitzvah that has a Birchas HaShvach next to it, they weren't masak in a Birchas HaMitzvah. Because once you have a brach, even though normally there's no special nusch of Birchas HaMitzvah, Shek Rishonim says Mitzvahanu. But he says the marshal Lagabe the bracha on Krishma. Why come Krishma doesn't have bracha? Shek Hashem says it's not. Look at Krishma. Elamai, since Lamais, you have Birchas Avarabas, you have Birchas Hashvach right next to Krishma. Then the woman sack in the bracha. Says the Meiri, but let's say the guy's situation where he's not making Avarabba, then he has to make a bracha. Shek Hashem says it's not. Look at Krishma. The Birchas Mitzvah on Krishma. Why is it better than another mitzvah? Huh?
Go back to sleep.
Everyone
says, say Shema and go back to sleep. So you should make a bracha.
There you go. We don't pass him that way. Agapanim, the Miri is also something about Gabi Tukir Shaifer. It's also Machal Yishayim. That's not much enough for now. So she's about more than the Ikka Bracha of. The Ikka Bracha. Sorry. The Ikka Bracha of. push up on. The Ikka Bracha. The Ikka Bracha of Shaif Seif, yeah, no. The Ikka Bracha of Shaifer is the Malchus Chayes and Shaifers. So I always, the Berachas Mitzvah is only if someone that's not hearing that, the name Berachas Mitzvah. The Ar Nusach is not regular. So once again, why is no Berachas Mitzvah? It is because you have Berachas Shra. So, now, the Ikka I want to talk about is Dine Hefsik in Berachas Krishna, in Berachas Torah. So we mentioned the Gemara before, Amidah Mishmoah, Mahishka Malishnoi, Sashla Kara Krishma, Tzarech Labarach, Mishakara, he doesn't have to. He needs to bow him around. Okay, so over there brings down, Rintam, Shayayim and Rintam, Shayadam, Ayim and Mitasa, Balai, Lilmoy. The guy wakes up at 3 in the morning to learn. Shayin Tzarech Labarach, Birkos Atayra, Mifnesha, Birkos Atayra, Shal Esmo, Shachris, Paiteres, Ad, Shachris, Acheres. She's a Rintam. The Rosh, in the Shas of Shuvas HaRosh, Ashut HaRosh, the Torah brings down, and in the Pesachim, Simon Yud Gimel, the Rosh says, Hamashkim Lulmoid, Yivarach Dis Dayim Asher Yotzach HaNeshama, V'chol Seid HaBrachas Ad Berachas HaTayra, Berachas HaTayra B'chlal. Furthermore, what?
If you wake up in the middle of the night,
yes.
You say Berachas HaShachar.
Hamashkim Lulmoid, Yivarach Dis Dayim Asher Yotzach HaNeshama, V'chol Seid HaBrachas Ad Berachas HaTayra. What?
How can you say Birchus HaShachar in the middle of the night?
What?
How can you be saying Birchus HaShachar in the middle of the night?
No. Now, furthermore, it's even more over in the Pesachim, he writes, that even someone sleeps a Shinas Keva B'yoyim, he has to make another bracha. The Rosh writes over there, and I'm quoting the whole Rosh, because it's going to be in a gale later. The Rosh writes, in the other Shergilim Tamid Lasik B'tayra, I feel like Jaisim Leskeim and Mariam Lasei Serchayim, and they lachs of a little mite. The Tamid Daitam Alimudam, Lechosh of Hefselin Bracha. So, first of all, the Rosh writes over there is that a guy goes to work, since his das is always on learning, he's always, any free second he has, he's learning. So, Mela, the working is not a Hefsik, and then when he comes home at night, he goes to Afyayim, but she doesn't make a new Bracha. Mefize, Zokta Taz, let's say it's not like that. Let's say the guy that's went to work, his mind is not necessarily on Torah. And he's not like he's, you know, he's itching to get back to the Gemara. He just, Zeh Sapecha Teichu Lechem, the Klola, the Marishan, that you have to work. So, but at Betzem, his mind is always on learning. Let's say, punk, you have a guy that's not like that, Zokta Taz. And then if he comes to his Avyayim Mishir at night, before he falls asleep, he has to make Berachas HaTayra. After he puts down the smartphone, he has to say Berachas HaTayra. So that's that. Whatever. Nice to come in on Paz. Shalom Chapayiskim. But feed the Rosh. That's what should come out. This the whole thing that you make a brach in the morning and Paz what you learn in the afternoon, what you learn at night is only because Daita Tumbed Al on Tayra. That's a side point. Then maybe not. Then the Rosh goes on to say, "V'cheinim lamad b'layla halayla ha'elach achra yayim." Vein tzarach levara kozman shloyasha. That's also this line in Rosh is very, very important, especially the juxtaposition to what he said before, as we'll see in the hemshach of the shir. Now, what's the geitos at this point in the shir is the next line of the Rosh. The Rosh says, "Mishra galishim b'yayim shinas keval mitasei." A guy is rogel to sleep during the day, ben astarim, gets into bed, puts away 2 hours, have a hefsik, v'tzarech lachz l'levarech. He wakes up, he's got to make a new bracha. Shabbos afternoon, he has to make a new bracha l'fi the Rosh. Now, the Beis Yosef brings many, many Rishonim that are of this opinion, that Shina even b'yayim is a hefsik. Means down the Gos Maimini, Shemir and Simcha. Means down the Ram, I guess Ram Rutenberg, I guess my name is Ram Rutenberg. No, Mubu says not, but Shemir is sleeping. Zamasir Das, Malumbaid. The Augur says he's Machal between Bezakise and Shino, Bezakise. I'm sorry. The Ramud Beg also, Gabe Shini made a bracha, but Merchatz and Bezakisei, there he didn't make a bracha because there's no Hezchadas. But, and the Ogre says, because even when you're in the bathroom, that's certain halacha is how to wipe yourself, b'chulu, samela, your mind is not totally off learning, and therefore, if you go to the bathroom, you're not making a bracha. But sleeping, you go to sleep, your mind is not on learning, then, unless you're the Vilna Gaon, then you have to make a new bracha. Now, here's where it starts. The Beis Arizal brings down that the Ogre says B'Shem his father that he was knowing not to make a bracha after Shinas Keva B'Yayin. He says, V'chein Roy Lassa is Kamekel B'Brachayit, the Mokum Shesh Machlaikis, Erez Le Hifsid. Someone is a Machlaikis, and you don't make a bracha, that's the correct thing to do. Kya brachas and ma'akvis. The bracha is not ma'akvis the mitzvah, but ma'akvis the mitzvah, and it's a suffix, so it's a bracha's lahakul. In fact, the Beis Yosef, he doesn't understand. What's this pshara? Harei l'fi rabbeinu tam, bein shinas keva b'yayin, bein shinas keva b'layla, you don't make a bracha. Until the next morning, day by day. L'fi the rosh, that Shinas Kev is a hefsik. Bein belayla, bein b'yayim, it's a hefsik. So what's this pshara? You worry about tzav brachos l'hakol. The only word is tzav brachos l'hakol by day, not by night. Manav shalach, if you chayish b'nei tam, you chayish by night also. If you're not chayish b'nei tam, then even by day you should make a bracha. Where's this pshara? It's a modna halacha of this ogre. It's a modna halacha. It's not the Beis Yosef, but the less breira. It's a very shver pshat. And he says that after time, I'm shouldn't do Rabbeinu Tam feel Shinas Keva B'Layla. It's not a hefsek. See, even though we don't pass Rabbeinu Tam, all the pious can argue in Rabbeinu Tam. Still, that's only B'Layla. But Shinas V'Yayim, Yesh Lachash L'Dvar. By Yayim, we'll be Chayish Rabbeinu Tam. Which again, it's Chaser Hesper, Manav Shach. If all the pious pass now your man time, then why be yoyim your chayish? If you're going to be chayish man time, be chayish man time alive also. Where do you get this pshara? What kind of pshara is this? It's a dash lishi. It's not a pshara. So lemaisa like this. There is the Shpoila Leket brings down Rabbeinu Avigdor Kayin Tzedek, Rabbeinu Katz, that he said like this. He says, Shini b'yayin nami kivan da osu lishan yoyis m'shish shinas hasus. During the day, you now sleep more than shinas hasus, which is not very much. L'chashiva keva kula hai, liyas hefsik. The yayin stame lav l'shina koi. The ivri lelya el l'shinsa, the Gemara in the Erevin says. Nighttime is meant to sleep. Daytime is meant to do things. You're not meant to be sleeping during the day. So Mela, that's why even Shinas Keva B'Yayim, yeah, you don't make a bracha. Why? So he's saying it's a big vart over here. That was because Shina is not meant, day is not meant for sleeping. So Mela is a different, you put guys punk sleeping. It's not considered Shinas Keva because it's not the right time for sleeping. So here we have a fundamental difference between Shinas B'Yayim and Shinas B'Layla. Mela Kenzai, this I once heard Mishem Rafael Reichman, that could be that's really pshat in the Augur. Not like the Beis Yosef. And the Augur says, the Augur's father said, that B'Yayim, he didn't make a bracha, Shinas Keva B'Yayim, because he's chayshish for the sheet, you don't make a bracha. Which sheet? They're not Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is a little different than B'Yayim B'Layla. We don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. We pass like the Rosh and company. Narvaz, there's a sheet that made a Victor Katz. When Victor says that Shina B'Yayim is not a hefsik. In the Yiddish, that Shina generally is a hefsik, Shina B'Yayim is not a hefsik. So, male, if Shina B'Yayim is not a hefsik, we're chayshish for that shita, and therefore, the author says that Shina B'Yayim, you don't make a new bracha.
What kind of score is that? Because it's not called Shina,
it's not a hefsik. As it takes away from the kviyas. You're doing something which is not the normal thing to be doing now, so it takes away from it being considered a kviyas. That it should be hefsek. Now, it's interesting, the Medayag, even the Rosh, seems to be touching upon this Nekud at least in some level, because the Rosh says, Misha Rogel, Lishan Beyoim, it's a Hefsik. So even the Rosh's Mashma, that guy is not Rogel, that does punk one time he crashed, right? He's not Rogel sleep during the day, so could be him talk, it's not a Hefsik. Because even the Rosh is Oimer this Nekudah, that Shinim Beyoim is fundamentally different than Shinim Belayla. The boss says, oh, guy, it's wrong. Okay, by him it's ready. He's ma'apach the scenarios. By him, Delilah's yahim yahim is Lila. He sleeps during the day. But by him, it's fine. He's, by him, sleeping during the day is meaningful.
He says it's not Asa.
Who?
The Rosh.
Well, I mean, that the Shina, more than Shina's Asus, that's a problem. That's
I think Lashon Mishru is Im Ova.
What?
I think Lashon Mishru is Im Ova.
The what? And you slept?
And slept during the day.
That's an old problem. For some reason, that halacha didn't make it. No, it's a sure halacha. No, even over there, but in where is it? The beginning, the Shmur brings down that the guy needs it for learning this and that, and that there. But Samazai Taka, the guy Sam once he's bored, he goes to sleep. But that's not some Pasha Taka. Okay, that's not the stage. Now La Halacha, there are three Seifim one after another, and there's a big discussion in the Pesukim who exactly are we passing. And the Kabbalah Mafgimin is Mamish Lamaisa. Mechaba says as follows: Shinas Keva Beyoyin Al Mitasei Have Hefsek V'Yeshayim Loi Have Hesim Chay Noivu. That's Sifir Aleph. That's the two sheets. The Rosh and the Rebbein Tam. V'Yeshayim Loi Have Hefsek. Rebbein Tam. Chay Noivu. That's what he brought down. That's the Ogur. The Minog is like the Ogur, not to make a bracha. Point number one. Point number two. Afim Lamed Belayla, Halayla Halachachar Yain. This was really the Lashon of the Rosh we saw. Vein Etzer Vlach Zavar Kol Zman Shalei Yashon. Kol Zman doesn't go to sleep, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. Okay, he learns at night, he can still count in the bracha he made in the morning. The third halach is Amashkim Kari Demar HaYayim Lul Moed. That's the Machlek is, that's where also the Bekuach of the Rosh and Ben Tam was. Mevarach Bechaz Tayer, Vein Etzer Vlach Zavar, Kishiyach Besa Knesses. That's the Rosh, not the Ben Tam Lul Chayr. Okay? So now, comes along Magen Avraham, he's trying to analyze these three halachas. So the Magen Avraham, the Mechaber says, Halayla hoylach achra yayim, kol zman shlo yashan, vayis dois, says the Magen Avraham. That the guy was up all night, and v'lo yashan. So then, he doesn't make a bracha. Halayla kol zman shlo yashan, until you went to sleep, You could rely on the bracha from the morning. So maybe a guy's up all night, it would seem. Guy's up all night, Shavuos. He doesn't make it a bracha the next morning because lo yashan calls man shlo yashan. Frek the Magen Avraham, that's a problem though, because teinach lefi the rosh that's talin hefsik. The new chiyuv brachas Torah is talin hefsik. So then we can understand. That you don't make a new bracha. Because you didn't have to have, but fear Beren Tam, it's telling you that you have to make a new bracha. Now, read Mechaba, Chari Pasal, Beren Tam. Mechaba said, Shinas Kev Beyayim, you don't make a bracha. The minig is not to make a bracha. So you see, the minig is like a Beren Tam. The minig is like a Beren Tam, and if a guy was up all night, he should have to make a bracha. Fear Beren Tam, it's telling you the day. It's telling you the new day. Aye, says the Magen Avraham. I says the Magen Avraham. No, and there before that, he says the Alei Ben Tam Shalom Kaidim Alei Sashachar Ain Sarach Levarach Shemer Yem Sarach. Okay, Lidan Nami After Hashem Beyam Shemer Yem Sarach Levarach Shloi Ha. Put in words Shloi Ha Datenu Liftar Rach Liyam Echad Tchanas Chazal. His das yesterday when he made the bracha was. Pata one day, like Chanz Chazal. Now I don't know why the Magen Avraham throws this in that his das was only to Pata one day. So if this Takanas Chazal to make a new bracha every day, so that's the reason we have to make a new bracha every day. Why did he come on to his das? But there Agav, we do see in this Magen Avraham, it's going to be significant later, that the Magen Avraham seems to say you can't curtail your bracha. I can be mad my bracha is only Michal for 24 hours. Remember what I'm saying? That's why you have to make a new bracha the next day, because yesterday they only had mine for 24 hours.
So tomorrow morning we have
have in mind to for 48 hours?
No, because it could be the, well, lefi this, yeah, but lefi this, then in chanami. This was the only shita. Now, this is b'dasar ben tam. B'dasar hol each day is a new day. Now, the Magen Avraham himself is bothered by halacha yud gimel. When the Mechaber says hishkim, you do make a bracha, and charef your ben tam, you don't make a bracha. So how do you have your cake and eat it too? How do you understand the Mechaber? Says the Magen Avraham that you can make the Berachas HaShachar even kaidim the yayim. You possibly can make the Berachas HaShachar kaidim before the morning even. So Meila and Echnami, it's not the Berachas HaShachar, but you, like the Pasuk Berachas Tam, but if Tam happens, the whole you can't make Berachas HaShachar before Alois. But we hold you couldn't make a Berachas HaShachar before Alois, even though Berachas Torah is like Berachas HaShachar. So here we veer off from Berachas Tam, but the bad thing feeling among them we're passing like Berachas Tam. LMI, this halacha of waking up early with the Berachas Tam said is halacha that you don't make a bracha. The Magen Avraham says, no, we do because we make Berachas HaShachar even before Alois HaShachar. That's the shita of the Magen Avraham, how he works out all these three halachas.
So we do pass like Berachas Tam.
The Magen Avraham is saying we pass like Berachas Tam.
So then what's the problem that we have with the...
The what?
Ogil. Saying like Berachas Tam.
No, but... Beis had a problem because Ogil is Mechal between day and night. Now, come from Ruk Fager, he's Tamei on the Magen Avraham. He says, what are you talking about? You didn't see the Beis Yosef. The first din of that we say, we're knowing, Shinas Kevin Yoyim, we don't make a bracha. It's not because we paskin like Rabbeinu and Tam. The Beis Yosef said, Le'inyin, Shinas Kevin Yoyim, we're chayshish for Rabbeinu and Tam. Misafik, Safik bracha, by Yoyim, we're chayshish for Rabbeinu and Tam. But Mikra din, we actually paskin like the Rosh, and we're certainly chayshish for the Rosh. So, hey, what are you telling me? What are you telling me? That you don't understand the Mechaber. Mechaber says, not Shehisha. It's mashma. If you're up all night, you don't make a bracha. He says, what do you mean? If you're in time, you should make a bracha. Okay, that's true. But we're chayish in time. We're also chayish for the Rosh. If you're moedah that according to the Rosh, you don't make a bracha when you're up all night because you didn't sleep, so then, fakir, make it we pass by the Rosh. So if you're the Rosh, you don't make a new bracha. Therefore, it's achiyishan. And you're talking, don't make a new bracha. So, l'shitascha, that the Rosh holds that you don't make a new bracha the next morning. So fine, that's why we don't make a new bracha, because it was a chayish for the Rosh. If anything, we're also chayish for the Tam, but mikra that we pass like the Rosh. That's what Craig is tying in the Magen Avraham. Based on this, Zohar B'Kveger, a famous halacha B'Kveger, Shmur Paskin, the guy sleeps Erev Shavuos, Ashinas Keva B'Yai. Tomorrow, he sleeps Shinas Keva B'yoy. And then he's up all night. Then Abadi can make a bracha the next morning. Why? Because Maman of Shach. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's totally in the yoyim. So even though he's up all night and he didn't sleep the day before, he makes a new bracha the next morning. Lefi the Rosh is totally in hefsik. Lefi the Rosh, even Shinas Keva B'yoyim, you have to make a bracha. So here, Maman of Shach, you have to make a bracha.
Why is this a chiddush?
Why is it a chiddush?
If you got this. Would anybody argue on that?
If you wait 30 seconds, then you'll hear. Yeah, it's only 30 more than
30 seconds.
When the Rosh said that after Shemus, that would be a fitting bracha then. No, you can't make the bracha then. But you had to have six, so that's why you should make it now. You can't make it now, but the next day you can still make it. So that's Reb Kager's Cheshbon, famous Reb Kager. Then you have the Man of Shach of Reb Kager. Now, Aliba, what we said before from Rafael Reich from Shtikl Taira, that the Pshat and the Augur is not that he's Chayesh Ben Tam, he's Chayesh Ben Ovigdor, that Shina B'yayim, by definition, is not a Shina's Keva, then you don't have the Man of Shach. Because, really, because the Fidah Rosh, sorry, the Fidah Rosh, you have to make it about Fidah Ben, you don't have the Man of Shach. Why? Because the reason why we don't make a bracha by Shinas Kev B'yayim is because Mechayish Shinas Kev B'yayim is not a hefsek B'yayim. So then it's not a Man of Shach, because you slept during the day. And now we say, well, chayishish, that's not a hefsek. Now, you're up all night, lofida rush, being up all night, is not mechayev bracha. And we're going that the shina is this shina wasn't a hefsek. So lofida rush, you need a hefsek, and you don't have the hefsek. So if he's there, you don't have the madrasha. But either way, if you say on this repeger, it's b'chal nish keferlich. Because first of all, the Mishmura says that someone has a shinas kevah b'yayim ha-mevarach le-hifsid, tovel ha-bracha. The Mishmura says, because many shinas hold, they hold a shinas kevah b'yayim, you also have to make a bracha. Memela, every time a guy sleeps Shabbos afternoon for 2 hours, that's him mevarach le-hifsid, he can make a bracha. And memela, so a guy slept the day before and he's up all night, and you have a tziruf of those shinas that hold that when you're up all night, you make a bracha anyway. So Mela, you're certainly in good, you know, good shape to make a bracha, you know, following Ruk Feger, even if we say that his Mamanav Shav is not foolproof, but there's enough stardom to make the bracha anyway, that there shouldn't be a problem.
What's the gain of Kevin?
That's what we're trying to... Well, how much time you mean?
How much time? It has to be in your bed? We always say
it's been mitasa. It says mitasa. It has to be in bed.
Huh?
Sheshanim.
Some say half hour, what?
Sheshanim.
Who? I think a half hour is probably enough. Now comes Lord Fager and he has a Gevald Kash from Mogan Avraham. This really takes us to the deep understanding of what the Rosh is saying over here. Zokta, what's really Shin Se Rosh over there? And Zadok Kveger, the Mogen Avram, look at the Halakha Baisa. The Mogen Avram is Medayeg in the Mechaber that Halayla Hoylech Achra Yayin Ad Sheyashan. Memeil, if you're up all night, you didn't sleep, so you don't make a new bracha. That's the Mogen Avram's Dik in the Mechaber. Says Zadok Kveger, Punkt Fakat. There's a Raya from the Mechaber that if a guy was up all night, he makes a bracha. Why? Why? Because Zucker Kveger, the Mechaber says, Halai l'haylech achra yayin. You don't make a bracha of Nubach's Tire at night, because Laila is haylech achra yayin. Now, Laila is haylech achra yayin. The next day is not haylech achra yayin. Fakir, you see from the Mechaber, there's a din yayin. The Laila is haylech achra yayin. But the next day is not haylech achra yayin after the day before. So this that the Mechaber says Ad Sheyashan just means that if he slept in the middle of the night, then you make a new bracha. You're not going to make a bracha at night unless you slept at night. But the next day, if the only reason why you're not making a bracha at night is Laila Haylech Achra Yayim, the next day you have to make a new bracha. Because the Yayim Shel Achrav is Zichanat Haylech Achra, the Yayim Shel Afanav. So Fakar, if the Mechaber is Mochach, the guy's up all night, he makes a bracha. So the whole Magen Avraham has a problem with the Mechaber. Passing the Bering Tam, the whole Magen Avraham doesn't exist. Doesn't start. Because the whole dig is not true. Ad Sheyashan doesn't mean that you go the next 4 days without sleep, you don't make no bracha. Ad Sheyashan means that as far as the Brachas Terev for night, for the learning of night, that's totally in sleeping. But the Lyle's Halil Hachariyai. And this Diyuk, the Prechadish also wants to make this deal, but he has a problem with it. The Aruch HaShulchan learns that way as well. Now, question is, like this. Now, the question is like this. This Nusach, where did it come from? The Rosh. This Nusach, why the Aruch HaShulchan, we stressed it when we first read the Rosh. The Makar is the Rosh. So let's think about this for a second. We're going Mishit Zerosh, that what? That what's Kaveh Brachas Torah? Hefsek, sleeping. Alright? He's the one that holds that Shinas Kaveh Bein B'yayim Bein Laila, you have to make a new bracha. Now we're saying in the Rosh that the Yom is also a Svara. Right? It's Moed Terben Tam, that each day is a new Mechayim. It means the Rosh is two Mechayim Brachas Torah. Either Hefsek or Yom. These are Havana, Vidas HaRosh. Yeah? No. The Rosh says, the Mechaber says, Hishkim Lilmoy, you make a Brachas Torah then, and then when the morning comes, you don't make another Brachas Torah. Right? According to this, you should have to make a new Bracha, because it's a new Mechaber of the Yain. The first Brachas Torah you had to make when you woke up, because the Shina was a Hefsik. But if we say that the Rosh also might this din in the yom, halayla halach achar yom, but not the next day, so you have this two machayev. There's a machayev of hefsik, and there's another machayev of yom.
In that case, why am I not going achar yom?
What?
In that case, we raise the bracha when he wakes up early. The law is not going achar yom.
Fine.
So
maybe what?
Maybe the bracha would work for the next day.
Oh. Said, one second. That was the kash. That's the kash. That's because kash. Because it is, he rejects the whole diyuk. Bichodesh. He was down also whether you're up all night, you want to make a diyuk, you make a new bracha. But if that's true, that the diyuk is you make a new bracha, then you should have to make two brachas. So therefore, he rejects the whole thing. So Eliyahu is saying very good, and I mean, you can say it's a different schayes. We'll see exactly how to say it. But many years ago, I heard my friend Kalman Levine, Shemi Levine, who was one of the four, old Tomo guy. So he wanted Taina that feel the rush just like this. That feel the rush that when a guy wakes up in the morning, sometimes he started his day. Avada is this halacha that is the dinner of the day also. But what's kavei the day? Is it astronomically, what's kavei the day? The Rambam holds what's kavei the new day. When it's the laser shachar or sunrise, that's kavei the new day. The Rosh holds that the brachas tayru. What's kavei the new day is when you're up for the day. So Mele, when he woke up at 2 in the morning, or 3 in the morning, or 4 in the morning, he made brachas tayru. China is that's his day. His day started now. So Mele, that's why he doesn't make another bracha. That could be a tayru to the pichadish is kash. Now the question is like this. So, if he's there, what's gonna happen? What's the din if a guy wakes up in the middle of the night and he goes back to sleep? He woke up at 2 in the morning, learned for an hour, went back to sleep at 3, woke up at 6. Yeah? How many brachos Torah does he have to make? So, the Mechaber says, the Mashkin Buri says, the Mashkin Kray Mar Baiker, he makes a bracha. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. And he doesn't make a bracha the next morning. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, he went back to sleep. Shinas Kava. Kray Demar Yain, Oybi Yain, Main Sarah Lachzil Barach. He mistama died, the Shalad and lift the bracha Zul, Shinas Lash Achrab. His das is the path until the next day. Woke up 2 in the morning, he made a bracha. His das is the path till the next day. So if he goes back to sleep again, it's not a problem. Now, L'chaira, this was a Pella Atzum. And because you know, he fears eyes, furthermore, he says, anyway, I told him, Mavarach Lehifsid, Sameila, he can make another. Oh, he says, though, I'm sorry, they make a bracha by Shinis Kev B'yayim. And I told him, Baruch Lehifsid, anyway, even B'yayim Mamish, the Kol Shekhin over here, that it's Belial, so you could make a bracha if you want the second time around. Now, B'chari Tzapela, what's he saying? His das was until the next day. So what? If it's a hefsik, then das doesn't help. Das doesn't help when it's a hefsik. Haray, if there's a svar, das helps when it's a hefsik. So what's he saying at the end? I'm a Baruch Lehifsid, because Shinis Kev B'yayim Baruch Lehifsid, but das. You had das. Elmai, of course, das doesn't help when there's a hefsik. Like the Masham says that Shishini Makaim, yeah, but Dov Shein Tzarech Bracha Chareb Mukaima, and the das doesn't help, right? You're eating something in a house, you go outside, it's not Hamaitz or Mezainis, you have to make a new bracha, even though you had mind to go outside. Das doesn't help, Lagabe Shishini Makaim. It helps in the Ched L'Cheder, but not in Bais L'Chutz. Take it or leave it. But Zameilo, Mechnez Das should help. Oh. And then with the Begeris of Paskins, then Avada, if the guy went back to sleep, he has to make a new bracha. Now, this is Prichadosh that discusses this also. And the Prichadosh says like this. A guy wakes up, Bechatzois, and his Das is to go back to sleep. So then he makes two brachas. The first time when he learns, and then he goes back and he wakes up again, and he makes two brachas. Mashma from the Pri Chadash, that if his das was to stay up for the day, yeah, and he got tired, he woke up 2 in the morning, at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, he got tired, he went back to sleep for another hour. He knows Shivan Shinas Kevah Balayla, then he doesn't make another bracha. Question is why? Oh, Zogd Elio, Teres Pashit. According to what we said before, what's the Nafkamina? Because if the guy woke up for the day, so now, when he took a nap at 4 in the morning, he went back to sleep, that's called Shinas Kevah Biyayin, because his day already started. But the guy at Chatzkila had a mind to go back to sleep. Then, Chatzkila had a mind to go back to sleep, then his day didn't start. He's in the middle of the night still. He's just in the middle of the night, he's taking he's learning for an hour. He woke up to give his kid a baby bottle until the kid falls back to sleep. He's going to help you learn for a little bit. Right? But he didn't finish his night yet. He's still planning on going back to sleep. So then, he has to make a bracha the first time because the Shinas Kevah Balayla is a hefsek. He has to make a bracha the second time because the Shinas Kevah Balayla is a hefsek. That lechayr would be a very nice pshat in the Pri Chadash. One second. And that could be pshat bets in the Mishpura as well. Avad Mishpura holds that das doesn't help. Mishpura just means, afkar, Mishpura is considering it a Shinas Kevah B'yayim, right? Mishmura says that the field of sheep is that Shinas Kevah B'yayim make a bracha, Hiroshi can make a bracha. Means Mishmura is considering when he goes back to sleep a Shinas Kevah B'yayim. Mishmura can be talking about when he didn't have mind to go back to sleep. He went back to sleep, he got tired again, so he went back to sleep. This is Mishmura says a Svar of Das. He just means that if he didn't have a mind, right? That should go till the next day. He had a mind that should only go till he goes back to sleep. Then he won't make a bracha. He'll make a new bracha. But since his day started, so again, that's why he had in mind. Since his day started, he had in mind for the whole day, right? So then, therefore, it's considered shinas kev b'yayim. He doesn't make a bracha. But if he had in mind only until he goes back to sleep, then pshat is, then he's being mindful of his brother. Now, the problem is, this is a beautiful pshat, and this is the pshat that I said at the Arche Kala. But then I realized afterwards, maybe if you're the Aram Machim, came back to Eretz Yisrael, and I realized that there's a problem with this. You can't say this pshat in the Pri Chadash anyway. Why? Because the Pri Chadash, he's the one, we have to halk up Rabbi Isai. Pri Chadash was the one that asked on the way that Rabbi learns the Mechaber, that the Laila is Halach Achra Yayin, but the next day is not Halach Achra Yayin, you have to make a new bracha the next day. He asked on that, and Cain, he's the one that asked, and he slugged it up because of that. And Cain, the guy wakes up 2 in the morning. And when it comes in the morning, he needs to make two brachas. He's the one that had that problem, right? That means he doesn't hold the teretz that my day started at 2 in the morning. If he held it as far, your day started at 2 in the morning, so you don't make a bracha again in the morning. It means the Pri Chadash himself didn't hold it at svara. Because he's the one that asked the kasha. That it was a teretz to answer Pri Chadash's kasha. But if Pri Chadash doesn't give that teretz, it means he doesn't hold it at your side. That waking up 2 in the morning, you started your day already. You didn't start your day. The day starts at 6 in the morning. So, and that's because you should make another bracha. Tim Cain, we can't use this svara, you know, lulei divrei Pri Chadash, I would say pshat in the Pri Chadash. It doesn't work that way, right? So we have to explain, so how the kush l'dok, we have to understand the Pri Chadash. Why is the pshat? If a guy is planning on going back to sleep, he makes two brachas. If he's not planning on going back to sleep, he makes one bracha. So, l'chayra, as far as pshat in the Pri Chadash is concerned, you have to say a different svara, and that is, that there's a difference. There's a difference between Allah we pass from Shinas Kevah B'yayim, you don't make a bracha, Shinas Kevah B'yayim, you do make a bracha. So you could say the chiluk is, you know, that there's a difference in Laila Yayim. But a kubbin of pshat is really the sharish of the chiluk is, the gather is, am I going to sleep? And maybe this is really what the Augur means. Am I going to sleep? The Ben Avigdor. Am I sleeping? Or am I taking a nap? Am I just like resting a little bit? Or am I really sleeping? So when you go to sleep at night, that's that you're sleeping. Right? When you go to sleep during the day, you take a nap. Right? You don't sleep during the day. Take a nap during the day. Right? So, like this. If the guy is up for the night, so even though technically about it, the day didn't start yet, and if you hold it, the brachas of Torah tell the day, because you have to make a new bracha the next day. But still, Saif, as far as he's concerned, he's up for the day. He got up. Now, all of a sudden, he got tired again. So now, when he went back to sleep, he was taking a nap. So even though it's at night, you know it's at night, and he slept for a half hour, he slept for an hour, whatever it is, right? He said the amount of time that would be considered Shinas Keva. But since, as far as he was going, he was really up for the day, he just got a little tired, he's taking a nap, so Melech Pichadish holds, for that, you know, that's not called the Hefsa. Mashenke, the guy was planning on going back to sleep, he's just up now for an hour, and he's still in the middle of the night, so now he's going back to sleep. If he had a mind, then he's going back to sleep. If he's up for the day, so now he's taking a nap. He got tired again. So he's taking a nap. It's no difference if he took that nap at 4 in the morning or he took a nap at 2 in the afternoon. He got tired. He's taking a nap. Mashenkin, if he had a mind to go back to sleep, then Shaz, he didn't finish sleeping yet. Then his sleep of the night is not finished yet. So maybe the second time he goes back to sleep, it's a sleep. It's not a nap. It's a sleep, not a nap. He has to make it bracha. That could be the chayra, the hezber, in the Pirchadosh. Yeah. This is all, yeah. All this trying to figure out the Rosh. Now I'll try it like this. So what are we saying? Forget about the Pirchadosh, right? But still to answer the Pirchadosh, we can still say Eliyahu is Teretz, right? Again, you know, there's a Diyuk in the Rosh that the Laila Hachayim, and not the next day. So that's Rupegi's Dig, the Orcha Shulchan's Dig, the Chadish's Dig. So the problem is, why does he make another bracha? So we said the Teretz. Then, no, he started his day. This you saw that he started his day. Okay. So the question is, can the Rosh hold like that now? Rabbi Samber asked me a question yesterday. They want to dine. If I want to say this far in the Rosh, the Chayr is a problem. Why? Because the Rosh says, the Laila is Hachayim. Hachayim. If you say the pshat is that you're kaveh when your day is and when your day starts and when your day finishes, so what are you telling me the lila is halacha akrayim? Stop! My day didn't finish, but I'll go to sleep. If my day can start at 2 in the morning, my day can end at 1 in the morning. Right? So why is it needed psalom this? The lila is halacha akrayim, tape a clay, because my day didn't finish yet. Does Mashmud Rosh doesn't hold it as far? Tells that that's not a problem. Because, as I told him, no, forget it. Maybe, but why is Laila HaKayim? What's that Kipshat in the Rosh? The Laila is HaKayim until you go to sleep. Why? Until you go to sleep, why? Teretz is, because my day didn't finish yet. Forget it. Well, the reason why Laila is HaKayim is good for Eliyahu Svar. Just like when I wake up in the morning, my day started at 2 in the morning. When I go to sleep at 1 o'clock at night, my day yesterday didn't finish. Forget it. That's what the Rosh is saying. Laila HaKayim is why? Because my day didn't finish yet. And when I wake up, my day starts if I don't make no bracha. So therefore, with this svara, that you could be conveyed when your day starts and finishes, the Rosh could hold that svara. However, after everything is said and done, I don't think that's counting the Rosh. And this is Madura Shlishi. Pshat in the Rosh. Okay? They go like this. The Rosh, if you remember when we read the Rosh in the beginning, the Rosh has three halachas over there. Doesn't care for it, I say. How did the Rosh start off? He said, the guy that goes to work, his das is always on learning, he doesn't have to make a new bracha when he gets back to the sefer. There's no hasecha das. Says the Rosh, V'chein, im lomad b'layla, layla achar. What's the v'chein? What shaykh is? It's a different svar. This svar is a heschadas. It is a svar because your day didn't finish until you go to sleep. Because it's a din day. It didn't finish until you go to sleep. Elamai, the pshat and the rosh, and the betz of the beferisher, Rajbash. Shaila's true is Rajbash. Rajbash is the son of the Tajbetz, who's a little bit more known. The Tajbetz son of Rajbash. So he writes like this. He's talking about Akein Ani Aimer. Listen to this kid, everybody say. He's discussing the ged of Laila Hailach Achrayayim. So Laila Hailach Achrayayim, that's the Rosh, right? Elo, im Yosh and Shinas Keva. Shabashin is Ucholach Laila Mayayim. If you went to sleep, so now the Laila is not Hailach Achrayayim because this is a Keva, it's a Hefsik. Why? Says the Rashbash. Shehimshech Halaila Bezeh Achrayayim, who? Lefish Le Hefsik Vesilik Daita Shaloy Likrais. Says the Tashbit, the Rashbash. Why is the Laila Hailach Achrayayim? Why is the Laila Achrayayim? Because you were Mesiach Das. So there's no longness over here that the Laila is Hailach Achrayayim, the day continues into the night. Right? Either we say Be'etzem, or could we say maybe because you're Kaveyah that way, that's your day. No. It's a Pashat Svara. There's no longness. It's not that it's Laila Achrayayim. It's just you don't make a new bracha. Why? Because you weren't Mafsik. There's no Hesach Das. Kol's man, you're not Mesiach Das, you don't have to make a new bracha. There's really just one halacha. So when the Rosh says, this is Pasha Pshat in the Rosh. This is Emes of Pshat in the Rosh. The Rosh says that the businessman that goes to work, that died on learning, he doesn't make a bracha when he comes home at night. He goes back to the Beis Medrash. Why? Because there's no Hesach Das. V'chein, says the Rosh. The Laila is Hailach Achrayayim Acha Yashan. Why? Says the Rashbash, because you're a Mesiach Das. Even the Laila, until you go to sleep, you're not Mesiach Das. So there's no halacha, if the Rafi is there's no halacha in the Rosh of Yayim. That's what comes out. There's no halacha that Laila is Hailach Achrayayim, the next day is not Hailach Achrayayim. No! I mean, Craig is, yeah, but Chayyur was saying that it's not Pshat in the Rosh. That's not Pshat in the Rosh. I have the Magen Avraham. It's not Pshat. Nino Kerge says he's scared to argue the Magen Avraham. Kerge says that Rabbi got up all night. He says he's scared to argue the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham himself, in Siman Tov Tzadik Daled, by Hilchos Shavuos, the Magen Avraham says, if you're up all night, you make a new bracha. So merely, he can be what he's saying there. Akapanim, so in the Rosh, there's no such thing that a new day is a new Machayev. The only mechayev is Hesach Adas. Laila Hailach Achrayayim Achi Yashan is good for saying because there's no Hesach Adas. Until you go to sleep, there's no Hesach Adas. Zok the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham is correct. Not that he needs my Eskamba, but I think the Magen Avraham is correct because the Rashbash says, and so I think it's Mukha the Rosh like that, that Laila Hailach Achrayayim is because there's no Hefsik. Because there's no hefsek. So if a guy stays up all night and he's learning all night, he's not mafsek, there's no hefsek hadas, so the next morning he's making a new bracha. Everyone says, what do you mean, Laila Achrayayim, the next day is not Laila Achrayayim? It's not true. There's no shtir. Why? The reason why Laila Achrayayim is because there's no hefsek. So if there's no hefsek till the next day, there's no hefsek for the next 3 weeks, then he doesn't make a bracha either. So Lefizeh comes out, L'chayr the Magen Avraham is right. That's a Rosh. And that's the Machab. So Meir Lefizeh, we come out, the guy's up all night, now he doesn't make a bracha. Say this, the guy slept. He the minute is taka to Yaitzei or somebody else. Or, if he slept the day before, then he can be Saimach. On the Rikvega and Mishabura, that when anyone Baruch Lehifsid, because Mikra Din, right? Mikra Din we hold not like a Baron. Mikra Din holy Rosh that Shinas Kevayim is a Hefsik, right? That's the Ikra Din. That's the Beseris is an old Rishayim hold like that. Yeah? Elamai, for some reason, Mukhaish Bentham, Mukhaish Beshinas Kevayim. Whatever, you know. But Mikra Din we hold, most Rishayim hold, you do make a Baruch. So Mikra Din you could make a Baruch. So guys slept. The day before, then for sure he makes a bracha. For sure he can make a bracha. Or alternatively, the guy didn't sleep the day before. He was up all night. He didn't hear brachas taira. Then he went to sleep for 5 hours. So then, when he wakes up, makes a bracha. Because even if you're a b'kfeger, the manav shach b'kfeger is no difference whether the sleeping was before the sleeping was after. Same manav shach. I mean, it's not the guy, you know, sleeps this morning. You know, That's some of the, this is the Baruch Lehivs, the Mega Bracha. Something to think about. I mean, the Shul is learning, you want to learn with a Bracha. You want to learn with a Bracha. So, so it's not, you know, it's not so crumb. Make a bracha of a shesh of shlof that he sleeps after he's up all night. It's a pesachim shlof. It's even more than a Shabbos afternoon shlof. It's a pesachim is laila. Especially if you say the svara, the difference is the stam is super. If you say the svara, we say the prichadosh, that the difference between laila b'yayim is whether it's a nap or a shlof. Yeah. So it could be there will be another. It's another svara that he should make a bracha if he slept during the day because that's better than his shina's laila. He went to sleep. You go to sleep after davening. You go to sleep, you don't take a nap towards morning. Guy's up all night, you don't have to take a nap. Yeah, that's a emser shlof. Yeah? So, lefida prichadosh, there will be another svara, they should make a bracha after he wakes up. And anyway, mishpuris and varach lehivsid, I don't know. It's something to think about.
Do you have to say brachas at Torah before Kriyas at
Torah? For Kriyas at Torah? But they say the Shal of Saint Peter started before Shema also.
Shema, we say it's not counted as limit, which is why you can't be.
Who said?
That's not enough.
That's not the question. The United Yetze can't use that for the limud al asar of the Yishalmi is not mochiach, not muchach, legabe the Shaila of whether the Hebrew is terror. I'll admit, at one point, I made that mistake. And then, when I printed Nachasich El Gmayadim, my son-in-law was the editor, he was mechirich to me, not like that. So I might say he's right. But anyway, now, we saw just, one more point, we saw, the whole point, but we'll try Mekatsa, that the Magen Avraham and the Meshavura both were merames, they could curtail the bracha. Make the bracha, which only worked for a certain amount of time. The Shmur says, the Gabi Tzitzis, if a guy goes to sleep, he should have money, only path until he takes up his baguette. Now, the Magen Avraham is a steer. The Magen Avraham Bayah says, you could curtail your bracha. That's what he said when he was saying, why when the guy wakes up, when he talks about you have to make a bracha a few times each day, he said he only had money for the next the next day. The problem is that in Hilchos Sukkah, Tafish Lamates, there he brings down the Bach. The Bach says that Shem Maril, that the guy was in the Sukkah, he didn't leave, so he has to make a new bracha of Mesudah Suda. Why? Because he only had a mind until the next Suda. So the Magen Avraham, how are we talking about? Can a guy put on his tzitzis and say he only has a mind until Chatzais and he has to make a new bracha? He trashes his svar. Question: how did he say to himself? How did Magen Avraham say to himself?
He never removes himself from the mitzvah by sukkah. By tzitzis, you take the tzitzis on the side.
No, he's not talking about tzitzis. He's talking about the steer is mishmur is by tzitzis. The steer is by Torah, and the Fakir Chayyim says by sukkah you could remove yourself, by Torah you can't. So meila, you have to learn all day. So if anything, there, and then as far as the other way, now. So, Shlomo Zalman and the Chashleiman wants to say svara that perhaps the difference between Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaNeman. Because he says that he's assuming that you're not allowed to learn without a bracha. We'll see about that soon with Hashem. And he says, what's the pshat? So we can't learn that, so it's like a matir. It means the bracha is matir. It's like the bracha is matir to eat. The bracha is matir to learn. So, Meila, if the bracha is a matir, right? So I could say I only want to be matir this. I'm being matir this. Well, my bracha is be matir achila. I want to be matir this. I want to be matir the next thing. Each thing needs a heter. I don't have mind. You matir. I'm going to be matir this. Bracha is a mitzvah. It's not me being meshavechus bracha on the mitzvah, right? So, I know I'm going to do the other mitzvah. There's no hesed chadas. So you made a bracha, you can thank Hashem. That's it. How could you say it's only going this? The bracha is not on this. The bracha is about the mitzvah. I'm doing all the mele. You can't be mad at yourself. That's what Shlomo Zalman wants to say. Mele will be the terrorist to answer the Magen Avraham. The the now. This that Rishon Levit, but this whole Shulchan Torah is assuming that it's also to learn. Us to learn before Brachos Torah. Not just now because it's a bit of mitzvah of the Brachos Torah. It's an issue to learn without the bracha. Bracha is a matir. Right? This is B'chal not Pashit. Shalaz Mechtesu. Bracha is not a makir of the mitzvah. Why should Brachos Torah be a makir of the mitzvah? However, there's a Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, he brought down Dvar Avram. Rabbi Chanan has a question. He says like this. So the Gemara in Brachas, the Tezvav says that Gemara's mashma that the brachas of truma, frosh's truma, is not ma'akiv. Gemara says because brachas mitzvah only rabbanan. Dr. Bachanan and says Rosh's mash says that if brachas mitzvah were the rice, it would be ma'akiv the mitzvah. Chelik the mitzvah is ma'akiv the mitzvah. Says Dr. Bachanan, okay, brachas the Torah. Zeraisa, it's a smack of the mitzvah. Yeah? It's a smack of the mitzvah. Because if you learn without a bracha, you're not making a mitzvah. And Cain, he says, Kamedumali. It seems to me that it's also to learn without a bracha. See, he has somebody, it's also to learn without a bracha. So Meli says, but why? If the bracha is smack of the mitzvah, then you didn't do the mitzvah. You didn't do the mitzvah, then how could you also do it? You're not learning. You're not doing kind of the mitzvahs. How could you also do the Torah without a bracha? That's what Chana's kasha about the Varavon moves down. The Gemara is saying that the reason why bracha is not makom is only because of Rabban. The Brachos Torah is the rice that is makom the mitzvah, it's makom the mitzvah, and then how could it be that you can't learn without a bracha if you don't make a bracha, you're not learning, so then how could you be nisitulim without a bracha? You're not kind of the mitzvah. That's what Chana's full of the kasha. And over there, he's Maram is to the Gemara in the Dharam. He says he's assigned to the Gemara in the Dharam, famous Gemara. Gemara says that Amma of the Aretz. Gemara says Shaul and Nevim, Shaul and Torah, Amma of the Aretz. And no one knew the answer. Mio Yish, Achacham, Yavin, Azayis, Dovaz, Anish, Lacham, and Nevim, Boy Pershu, Ache, Pirsha, Kodesh, Baruch, Ba'atzim, and Tetsiv, Yayim, Hashem, Al Ozvam, Es Tairasi, Hainu, Lishan, Makarli, Elo, Shem, Mavarach, and Betairat, Chil. So, what was it kind of want this Gemara? Rabbi Chanan wants this Gemara that you see from here that Taka what's the you know, we see from here that's us alone without a bracha. So the Churban came Shlei Bircha B'Tarei Tchila. So you see, oh, there's a riot to what he says. Kemedumali, they're not alone without a bracha. That's Gemara says Shlei Bircha B'Tarei Tchila. That's why it's so common because us alone without a bracha. That's what Chara is being meramis in that Gemara. The Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh, as well, when he handles the Rambam, where the Rambam holds that he understands that the Rambam holds Brachos Torah is only Rabbanan, so he asks a number of kashes. One of the kashes that he asks is from that Gemara. If you tell him Brachos Torah is only Rabbanan, how could it be the Churban came from Shabirchah B'Tarei Tchila? The Chayyar Brachos Torah is the right, Brachos Torah is only Rabbanan, it means the time of Yirmi didn't have a bracha. How could it be that because of that, the Churban came? All this is really just a pella. Because if you look at the Ran over there, famous Ran, everyone quotes his Ran, Shem Re'yayna. Re'yayna writes, Mitzas Megillah Storm Shal Ben Yayna. The Kra Hachi Dayek. Nashal Ibercha Betarit Chila of the Aretz. The Nisa Kulu. Alvade Oiskim Hoyu Betarit Tamit. If you have Chaman of Vim with the Mayan. I'm out of the arts. They're learning. Ashkur Kabbalah Ba'atzmai, Shuide Mam Kelei, Shaloy Hoy Mavarach Matarat Chil Kleimar, Shaloy Hoy Sa Tairach Ashuv Beinayan, Kol Kach, Shaye Ra'oi Levarach Alea, Shaloy Hoy Oiskin Balashma, Matar Kach Hoy Mizals and Mibirchasa, Bahan Libir Leho Chuba, Kleimar Bekavanasa Lushma. They weren't learning Tarat Lushma, that's why they didn't make a bracha. Some cipher over there in the Dharam, he's Moisef, that it sounds like he's saying, Pranar Ben Yayin, it's not Mashmas, Pranar Ben Yayin. And he says, Alright, like this. What do you mean they weren't learning Lishma? It means, about they were learning, there was Lumina Mas Lassois, but you see, he's Medayik, it says Lishma, don't say they didn't learn Lishem Shemayin, Ben Yayin. They didn't learn Lishma. I mean, they learned Lishem Shemayin, but not Lishma. What does that mean? Says the Chacham Sofer, L'shem Shemayim, they learn, you have to know what to do. You have to know the halakha, so you learn. Right? That was L'shem Shemayim. L'shem Shemayim, you have to know what to do. L'shma, says the Chacham Sofer, that's learning for the sake of Torah. So even when it's not Negei L'halakha, you learn Hilz Par Aduma, but it's Negei L'halakha. But you're learning just for the sake of knowing the Shem's Torah and being Meschaber the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Meila, what's the Nachi way to make a bracha? So he says already, Gemara Menachah says that Kol Mitzvah Shein B'Siyas is Gemara Mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. So if the learning is Echetimtza in order to know what to do, so you're not finished yet, the learning is Echetimtza to do the Mitzvah, so maybe you don't make a bracha. But if it's Lishma, if the idea is, he said, B'chukais Talechu Shomeil Mataira, not just what's in the Gael Halacha. That's an interesting shot. Droish v'kabel schar, he says. What's droish v'kabel schar? That the drish alone is the schar. And that's the nachashul of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being oisik in his Torah. So the Mela, that's why the Churban came. The Fizeh, obviously all the kashis, there's no raya of Hel Gabe. This is learned without, it's not nothing with this to learn. Because they weren't learning the Shema. The Taz, very, very important Taz. The Taz is Simon Zion. It goes in that Gemara, and he says like this. He says, also, in Daik, where it says, like, the Taz says that, Al Ozum es Terasi, Loi Holchuba. So he says, the Torah is not Meskayim, El Misha Meim is Atzim Eilel. The Hainu Sha'isik, the Pilpul, the Masa Matan Shotarim. That's the remez of in that pasuk in Yirmiyah. Meaning they learned, but it wasn't a halicha. It wasn't your whole life. That's what you are. That's what you're doing. And that's your whole asik. It wasn't lasik b'divrei Sayra. Hashem oisim shalom in the v'tayr mitach einig ve'enim yigayim ba ein atayr miskayem es latzlam. That's why it's said, Leholchuba. That's a lime, Shle Oskuba, Halachas, Atar, Derech, Masa, Matin, Shal, Pilpul, Hamisachas, Halicha. That's Shle Birbal, Terech, Hilke, Abrachi, Lasik, with the Besaira. Ide Terech, Ide Yigia, and that's the Ketamu Torah. The male, now they didn't do that. They took it easy. They just, you know, okay, you learned. It wasn't an Asik, it wasn't Lasik, with the Besaira. The male, that's the Shle Birbal, Terech, Tchilu. Now, according to the Taz, which bracha didn't they make? They didn't make the bracha last of the Vesera. But the Degel Machne Ephraim, Talmud Bashem Tov, he brings down from the Bashem Tov, the bracha they didn't make was the bracha of Aharavna. A Kabbalah, Bashem Tov said the bracha was Aharavna. So I think that's it's not a steer, but I think these two go together. Because I always say a little bit of the two stories from Baruch Ber. That was the Baharavna, if you want the Baharavna, you want the Torah should be seized, Torah should be sweet, then that only comes Ayidei the Yigiyah and the Amel. There's two stories I always say over Rav Ber. One story I once heard that a son-in-law of his daughter, I guess the mom was staying in their house, and she sees he's looking in his svarim, and is looking for a sefer. So I told him, the Senarena, the art scroll is not a broom. Like, what are you looking for? You know? She says, no, she's looking for a Rajba. I said, looking for a Rajba. What do you want a Rajba for? Was the sugar want a Rajba? She said that when she was a little kid, she would sit there for hours, watch her father learn, because sometimes he'd be, that male server on bed was legendary. And Molly, he'd pick up his head and ask her to bring him a sefer. And something she remembers that, he would pick up his head and say, whatever her name was, Gabe, bring me a Rajba. She's like, call me a Rajba. And his face lit up with such an Abba's attire. Gabe, bring me a Rajba. So whenever she needs an infusion of Abba's attire, she takes out a Rajba. And that brings her back 50 years before, 60 years before, 70 years before, when she was a little kid, and she reminded her father, Baruch Ber, would say, Gabe, bring me a Rajba. I think there's another story Baruch Ber about the Rajba Dafka, which has to do with this. I remember once heard a story many, many years ago that Baruch Ber was once he gave a shir on the Rajba, he said a pshat in the Rajba. It was a Talmud that was arguing on him. know, I guess it's in a light way. He's like, ah, napshat, this is the pshat, whatever. Rechbeir started screaming and he said, tells the kid, he says, Hostu amol de krenkte barajba. He said, did you ever get sick over Rajba? Hostu amol de krenkte barajba. You're arguing, telling me that there's wrong pshat in the Rajba. You know, did you ever get sick on a Rajba? By studying the Rechbeir, how did you get cranked by Rajba? Right? So someone was cranked by Rajba. Someone that's on the Rajba. After they get another pshat, a cranked by Rajba. So a person like that, he has the Abbas HaTayra that when he tells his 5-year-old daughter, gay brain the Rajba, it's such a simcha, such an Abbas HaTayra, such an oinik for the Tayra, that 60 years later, she takes out a Rajba to remind herself of the Abbas HaTayra.